We don't have a lot of ironclad rules here at the old Arts Alive podcast, but there is one, and I'll tell you about it. My name is Bill DeYoung. I'm your host. The rule is there are no spoilers. We don't give away what happens in plays, and it's especially true for the show we're here talking about today. It is Ira Levin's Death Trap, and it opens Saturday night at Freefall Theater here in St. Petersburg. There are previews tonight and Saturday afternoon. This is a thriller and a mystery. And it's convoluted, and it's twisted, and it's a hell of a lot of fun. And no way am I or today's guest going to tell you what happens. How we talk about that, I don't know. Her name is Natalie Simons. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Natalie is a writer, an author, a playwright, and in this case, she's an actor. Well, she's been an actor. Before you got into writing plays and everything, you did a lot of acting, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I studied theater at Boston University. I've been doing theater since I was a kid. And actually, this is one of the plays. I saw this at Studio Arena when I was a teenager. I saw Death Trap.
Death Trap is from the 70s.
I saw it in the 80s at Studio Arena, and I'll never forget it. I mean, it's one of those plays that just stuck with me. And so when Matthew said that we were going to do this, I was elated. I said, I'll play the desk. You know, it's such a, I mean, it's just stuck with me forever. I remember seeing it and I jumped out of my seat screaming, and it's hysterical, and it's so much fun.
Well, let's tell everybody once again that it opens technically Saturday night. Mm-hmm. There are preview performances tonight and Saturday afternoon. What does a preview performance mean? A, what does it technically mean?
Well, it's when we...
And B, what does it mean to you guys?
Yeah. It's for us theater artists, it's where we add the last piece, which is the audience. So we see how they fit into the puzzle. But it's also a way for us to, you know, get our legs, and before critics, if anybody's going to come in to review it, we get to do the show.
Does that mean, I was at a preview once, probably at the Hippodrome Theater in Gainesville, a million years ago. Stuff happened, like a woman slammed a door and a picture fell off
really?
The wall.
Yeah.
And that is that kind of what previews are for, to make sure you don't have any, you know, that sort of thing going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially with this show. This is a big one. It's got a lot of pieces to it. So it could be one of those things where the director will say, stop. You know, if there's anybody, if something is happening that's way off, or a glass breaks, or a gun fires, you know.
Or you trip and fall on your face.
Exactly.
And we can't let that happen.
Exactly.
So you play Myra Brule, who is married to Sidney Brule, who is one of the central characters. Or you're one of the central characters, too. He's a playwright.
Yeah.
We can say this much about it. He's a playwright who's looking for a hit.
I know. That's basically all we can say.
Uh-huh.
This is the hardest play to talk about because you can't give it away. I mean, I don't want to give it away, and I'm terrible at spoilers.
Well,
so don't lead me down that
road. Well, that's why I have my thumb on the edit key here.
Yeah, good,
you know?
good.
So you play Myra, and Eric Davis, who's the artistic director of it, Freefall, is Sidney. Robert Teasdale, of course, has been in a lot of Freefall shows recently.
He's amazing.
And God bless you, Mr. Rosewater. A half a dozen other ones that I can't even think of.
Yeah,
he and
Eric are amazing in this, and it's so great to work off of them.
Sarah DelBito.
I know.
Who's in? She's done a lot of Freefall stuff lately, and if I haven't had her on the podcast, I have to, because she's amazingly
is hilarious
funny.
In this. I mean, she's hilarious in everything, but this is such a dream role for her, because Helga Tendorp usually steals the show. People that know the show know that when she comes on, that is, it's just a hilarious.
We can tell who Helga is.
Yeah, she's the psychic, and it's living in the cottage next door, and comes over and feels some vibes of what might be happening in this house.
What's that famous show? Is it Blythe Spirit that has like a famous wacky psychic in it?
Yeah,
too,
it might be. I don't remember the show that well, but
Madame McCarthy.
Madame McCarthy.
Yeah.
Matthew McGee is in the room, folks.
Yes.
And sometimes he can't help but say things like Madame McCarthy. Matthew directed this show. You told me that it's been a relatively short rehearsal process.
Yeah.
I mean, it occurs to me that, they must have had 2.5 months to work on this. And
that's what you think when you're going to
Freefall. Well, tell us. I mean, it's...
This is 2.5 weeks. So we had 2 weeks of rehearsal with a few days of tech. It's a lot to do in that short amount of time, but Matthew is incredible, and this team at Freefall, they just are a well-oiled machine. They work so well together.
It's Death Trap has a lot of moving parts.
Lots of stuff, and I won't say too much, but it's just There's a lot in this.
It's a lot like Mousetrap. Do you remember that game we had when we were kids where the little steel ball would roll around and that would knock something down and the guy would flip into the bathtub or something?
This is just twists and turns.
They're all interlocked and related, these things that happen. So I understand you, who lived in Tampa Bay for a long time, you don't live here anymore. What's up with that?
I'm an out-of-town actor right now.
So
I'm here.
You're back to Buffalo,
I'm back home in Buffalo. We're living outside of Buffalo in a little village on Lake Erie. I bought a little cottage. I moved back to be closer to family and also to get involved in the film industry there, which is really booming.
In Buffalo?
Yeah. They're like multi-million dollar studios that they've opened. They're trying to... Or they are becoming sort of the Atlanta of the Northeast, bringing in film and series and doing, there's a lot of independent, but a lot of Hollywood movies.
They do tax incentives in New York State.
There's huge tax incentives for filmmakers.
This, of course, is why they don't do major films in Florida anymore.
I know, and it stinks, but the Buffalo is just really figured, I mean, they're drawing so many people in.
That's your hometown?
It is. I grew up there.
Yeah.
And I love Buffalo. I mean, the winters are long.
Yeah.
I'd like to skip February.
It's coming up, Natalie.
I know. I'll be going back right in the thick of it. But no, it's just the film industry is just incredible. So I'm going back actually to film a movie that Patrick Gallo is, the actor Patrick Gallo is directing with Stephen McKinley Henderson. He's a big August Wilson. He did a lot of original August Wilson plays.
Acting in this.
Yeah, he was in Fences, which just was on the revival on Broadway.
Oh, great.
And then the movie. He's been in Dune. He's done like everything from August Wilson to sci-fi. He's a legend to me.
You're shooting this when you go back when after I go Death Trap?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a short. It's called Kansas. It's a sort of film noir kind of love story, and it's I'm so excited to be able to go and work with him.
Your play, The People Downstairs, is when you kind of hopped back into acting.
Played a role that I wrote. I wanted to...
Yeah.
Matthew originated one of the roles at American Stage, and then Stageworks did it last year.
The People Downstairs, you've written numerous plays, and there's one with a title that I can't remember and that they've done around here, but I know Night Sweat as well,
right?
Which Freefall did a few years ago.
Lark Eden, which is
Lark Eden.
Yeah, which is actually, Freefall's going to one night only. I think it's the 21st of November.
Freefall?
Yeah, Freefall on the set of Death Trap. So it's for their... a cabaret series. We're doing One Night Only.
One Night Only. Yeah. Will you be part of it?
I will.
Okay. And this is since Death Drop runs through December 7th.
Yes.
Pearl Harbor Day. You'll still be here. I mean,
I'm going to be here till December 7th.
You really are one of those multi-hyphenates. Look at you. It's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm a lot of acting now. I'm writing a novel, but it's getting, putting it aside because a lot's been going on.
Your book, Lies and Bone, I remember, was... I loved your book.
Oh,
I thought it was fantastic. It was gripping and just weird enough to keep me interested.
Yeah, and it's on sale right now. It's on Audible. They picked it to be one of their monthly deals. So it's like 70% off right now if you want to go to audible.com.
Audible.com, the audiobook you're talking
about. Yeah, the audiobook, which was number one. It hit number one. I mean, I'm just going to say, I woke up one morning, a friend of Matthew and mine called me, my friend Terry, and said, "Do you know your book is number two on Audible right now?" And I went on and saw it climb right up to number one above Where the Crawdads Sing when that came out. That was huge. But it was also like... Viola Davis's book had just come out, and Matthew McConaughey's, and mine. I have this image of scrolling through it, and I put it on my Instagram, and there's mine above Matthew McConaughey.
That feels pretty
good. All right.
And I got to give you credit, because when you were here 2 years ago, the Audible had just come out.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, I'm really jealous.
Really?
You know, because my book about the Skyway Bridge. And Audible did it, and there is one now.
Oh, good!
I think it's number 17,612. It might be number one in like Falling Bridge books. But thanks to you, I called them, and they said, "Oh, we'd love to do this."
Good.
So, yeah.
Right. It's a great way to. I mean, people listen to books now.
Yeah.
It's just the way I don't. I like to read them.
Yeah, me too. And I hate the narrator who does mine too.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
You got Christopher Walken or somebody?
No. Her name is Tawny Plattis, and she's incredible.
There you go.
That's one of the reasons I think it did so well on Audible. She's got a very big following.
That is fantastic. Yeah. And the book is, you can still buy the book, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Through Amazon, through your website, local booksellers, fine products are sold.
Yeah, wherever fine books are sold.
Yeah. You're working on something else. I think you told me you had two novels going.
I have two. I'm working on one that's comedic, so it's more of a quirky female character trying to do something a little lighter. But, of course, I couldn't stay away from doing the dark stuff. I love dark mystery.
Lies and Bone is pretty dark.
Yeah, so I'm writing one that's... might be a little darker than that. but it's
I can't hear Bruce Springsteen songs again without thinking about
really?
Your book.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. And his movie comes out. So the movie about Bruce Springsteen comes out this month.
The Nebraska one.
God, I can't wait.
What's it called? Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Is that what's called?
That's what it's called.
Oh, I can't wait with Jeremy.
Yeah.
Alan
White. We just call him the Bear.
Yeah, he's so good on the Bear. I love him so much. I used to watch him on Shameless. Did you see that? Did you ever watch Shameless?
No.
I was so good on.
No. Back to Death Trap for a minute, because it's Halloween season. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was chosen specifically for that reason? Like, here's something spooky and a seat jumper.
Yeah, it's definitely a seat jumper, and it's a classic, and it's one of those plays that endears. I mean, it holds up so well. It was written in the 70s, and it's just a classic stage thriller. And
this is the one that has references to things like the Reverend Sung Myung Moon.
Yes.
Very 70s.
So good. Yeah,
yeah,
and the
but
movie
it's cool.
was great. I love the movie with Christopher Reeve and Michael Caine.
It's just,
I don't know, I've just loved this play forever and ever. So when Matthew said he was doing it, I was... delighted to
you put everything on hold in Buffalo and said, I'm getting on a plane, man.
Wait to come down and do it, especially with this cast. I mean, to work with Eric on stage, I've worked with him for years, collaborated with him as a playwright and director or actor and director, but to be playing husband and wife, it's delightful.
There is a fifth actor in this show. We should mention his name, and I don't know his name.
John Lombardi.
Yeah.
Yes. He's wonderful.
He was really good.
It's an all-star cast, I must say.
Well, what I'm going to do now is say thank you for coming, and then I'm going to magically hit an edit button, and Matthew is going to be sitting in your chair so we can ask him a few more things about this play. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Bill. This was always fun.
It's always great to see you. Joining me now is Matthew McGee, the famous actor and bon vivant and all sorts of things. He's also the head of marketing at Freefall Theater, which is when you get and community engagement, I think is what that's called.
Yeah, more like an audience development thing. I think that was my original title, but like everything at Freefall, if you're there, you're doing more than one thing.
Right. Okay. Well, speaking of that, you're directing Death Trap. Tell me, if you can, now that Natalie is sitting here listening to every word you're saying, exactly why you wanted to do this show. Why are you directing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I've always loved Death Trap. It was one of the first plays I've ever read. Mm-hmm. And when I read it, I thought, so there's a book and it has lines in it and stage direction, and somehow this becomes a play. And it just fascinated me as a kid. And I always loved thrillers.
Yeah.
So it just really spoke to me. And at my hometown had this beautiful historical library. And they had a room where there was stained glass and most of like the adult collection. Not adult like that, but you know, I wasn't
the other kind.
Yeah, I wasn't 11 years old, you know, going to the kids' books or the young adult books. Oh, I was really headed more towards adult stuff.
Yeah.
And especially thriller fiction. And it just so happened that the way they put things together, there was no drama section in my small town. Mm. They put Ira Levin's Rosemary's Baby and Death Trap fairly close to it. So I said, what's Death Trap? And I read it and I was fascinated forever.
Did it start as a novel?
Yeah, nope, it's a play.
Okay.
And I pushed for years for us to do Death Trap. And I think, I don't think he wanted to not do it. I don't think there was every, you know, it just didn't work in the mix of things. And I think maybe for him, I don't think he thought it maybe had a lot to say. Mm-hmm. I think artistic directors try to pick really lofty pieces, but we have learned over the years that if we do a show like the Sherlock Holmes pieces around October into November into December, then latch on with our little Christmas Carol concert, we are actually programming stuff that people are wanting to go to. Oh, yeah. A lot of people around here talk about spooky season. Let's do shows for spooky season. I have no problem with that. But Death Trap is more than just a Halloween show. I don't even think it's a Halloween show in general. It's just a really solid play.
Yeah.
But for me, I wouldn't want audiences to think after this week or next week that, you know, there's no reason to see Death Trap. You can honestly bring the family to Death Trap during Thanksgiving. I know it seems crazy, but you know, those Sherlock Holmes plays were, you know, they have a lot of suspense, a lot of action. There's violence in those, but they love the characters. They love the storyline. And we kind of felt like a thriller comedy really works in this time of year.
And Death Trap is funny.
It is. So, I think it has way more laughs.
All than things it, considered, it there's a lot of laughs in it.
I think it has way more laughs than it does jump scares.
As Woody Allen would say, it's a million laughs.
It really is. And I think, honestly, once we get an audience, I think everyone in the show will be very surprised about just how much we'll get laughter.
Yeah.
They're going to have to hold. And I think they're going to be surprised at what they're going to have to hold for. Because like you said, we don't have a ton of time to rehearse a show. You know, Free Fall will take 4 weeks to put up a musical, and that includes tech. So you'll have 3 weeks of rehearsal and 1 week of tech. For a play, we do 2 weeks of rehearsal and 1 week of tech. Death Trap is much bigger than anyone anticipated. And I put in my director's note that I love this play. I like the style of it. I do like that it's a throwback, and I like the idea that there are a bunch of adults in this play. Like, it's all adult actors talking about intellectual things, and it's fun to watch a show where adults are talking to one another. The only problem is it's not enough time. Adults don't remember lines like they used to.
You didn't actually say that.
No, but it's true. So I think it is not a lot of time. So watching everyone kind of really get this under their belt, it's been a challenge for sure, but I think they're going to be really happy and rewarded once we get it up and running and in a really good place. Again, as Natalie said, there's a lot of moving parts, for sure. If you forget something, if you don't close a drawer, if you don't pick up a key, if you don't remove a knife from where it needs to be, you're in big trouble. Mm-hmm. Everything is derailed. So it's one of those plays where everything has to be perfect. I've only directed a few shows at Free Fall. I consider it a real honor to be able to direct there because I know Eric does such good work, and a guest director there is rare. But in my past association, this is my third show. Mm-hmm. The Night Before, which I wrote and directed, which was kind of a silly, fun Christmas show. And then I did the Christmas radio show, Miracle on 34th Street.
Is The Night Before the one with the cat?
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Stuff. I don't know why it popped into my head.
For me, it was
the
like
Sondheim cat.
It was like, it was Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse Christmas at that. But both of those shows were really successful. And I think that there's one reason I really like this show and why I think it's different for Free Fall audiences. I chose, and it's the right show for me to direct because I deliberately didn't want a lot of technology. Mm. I didn't want video screens. I did not want a lot of fancy projections. This show is analog. It's going to look really good.
Yeah.
But everything looks beautiful, but everything in it is very traditional and very much played the way it might have been done that way, except for the fact that these days you spruce things up with a little more underscoring. Maybe we have more lighting effects than normal. Mm. But overall, compared to a Free Fall show, like Tell Me on a Sunday, where you could come and see all of these dancers and this amazing work on these screens in the back, you know, it was a feast for the eyes technologically. This one is more about the acting.
It's analog. I love that you said it was analog. It is. I mean, I get that.
It really is.
I totally get that. And it's very much like an old school thriller.
Absolutely.
You know, it's Agatha Christie, but it makes more sense.
It does.
In a way.
It really does.
Not quite as antiquated feeling.
Well, sure. You know, and we were talking about how, you know, I had done Murder on the Orient Express at Stageworks as Poirot, and I had done these Dr. Watson and these Ken Ludwig wrote all of these adaptations, Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie. He knows how to take a large amount of words and put them into less words. Mm-hmm. Ira Levin does the same thing. I know everyone in the show feels like they have a ton of things to say, but there's an economy of words. He gets to the point quickly. I think movies like Knives Out and Scream are directly spawned from Death Trap.
Oh, sure. Everybody learns from everyone else.
And
everyone steals from everyone
else.
It's
a play within a play within a play. And I think that's why it really benefits from having a traditional staging. So audiences can still come and see the show and expect the same attention to detail and everything that Free Fall does. It won't look like an old-fashioned show. You know, everybody feels like they've seen Death Trap 100 times in community theaters. You have not seen it like this. We're doing just a really slick, sexy version of this show that I think audiences are going to get a real kick out of.
One more reminder that Death Trap, Ira Levin's Death Trap, opens at Free Fall Theater Saturday in the evening. There's a preview performance tonight. There's a preview performance tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon. We don't say tomorrow in the news business. You don't say yesterday or tomorrow. You give the day. It's Saturday. Yeah. We also don't say spooky season.
It's, I guess
that's
not.
That thing. Go to freefalltheater.com and you can find out all the show times and plan to go and see it. Go see it over Thanksgiving. Or go see it on Halloween.
Yeah, we really think you can see it for all the holidays that That's are happening. Right.
It's a holiday show, folks.
And it's really filling up, so get on it now, because I'm very impressed with how it's doing.
Well, Matthew McGee, thanks so much for coming by.
My pleasure.
Natalie Simons, thank you, as always. And we wish you all broken legs and the best of luck and everything else.